Breakfast on the line now, brought to you by Sportsbet's Same Race Multi. Gamble responsibly. The great Hammy Goodman. G'day, Ham.
Yes, TGIF. John, my therapist has told me not to talk about sleeping in a stadium for 4 days anymore. I still get flashbacks. They didn't turn the lights off for 4 or 5 days there at Suncorp. What an experience. But we'll be enjoying this time around from the couch. Looking forward to it.
He hadn't factored that in, so they left the lights on the whole time overnight at Suncorp Stadium. Hammy, in the Fair Dinkum Stakes, was it tough going? Like, did you feel like the stadium was getting smaller and smaller? Like, did you go there and it was Suncorp Stadium and you left feeling it was Redfern Oval?
Yeah, you're spot on, John. I mean, it sounded like a pretty funny idea at the time. We did a bit of a survivor theme. You filled in very well as Jeff Probst, you know, had a couple of challenges. I got evicted from the box, had to go and sleep on the field. I mean, it was funny in thought, but I think once we got in there, we got over it pretty quickly. So I think I'm going to enjoy it a lot more this time around.
Were you haunted at all by the ghosts of all those kind of New South Wales Origin defeats? Could you hear Wally Lewis and Alfie Langer? And are there ghosts at Lang Park? Mm.
I don't know if it was a ghost. I think it might have actually been Alfie Langer.
Yeah, on the Volga Red Bulls.
Yeah.
I think it might have too, actually. I might have saw him out a little bit later on there, Alfie boy. Hey, you would have a sign for sure. You'd have Eric Banner written all over you for this, Hammy. Do you got something?
Look, I would. I have got a sign. And there's been some great submissions on the program today, but I think it's a West Tigers fan, Joel. The time for joking has well and truly passed. I'm going with a simple one for the West Tigers. Just SOS. Because something's got to give at the West Tigers. So, look, hopefully they can turn it around this evening. They do kick off Magic Round against the Knights. They actually won last time they met in round three, 24 points to 20. Mm. They were $2.60 yesterday, the Tigers, in now to $2.30 off the back of the news Kalyn Ponga won't be playing. The Knights $1.62 head-to-head. For any time try scorers, we've got joint favourites here, David Nofaluma and Braden Musgrove. They are $1.72 favourites. The big BJ Leilua, now he's never scored against the Knights, but he's looking for 3 weeks in a row that he's scored a try. You're getting him $3 to score a try at any stage this evening. And I also like the total match points over in this particular match. It's 44.5 points is the points line. 7 of the last 8 games between these sides have seen the total match points click over, paying $1.90.
Ooh, what about Manly taking on the Broncos? How do you see this one playing out?
Well, Manly looking pretty hot at the moment, aren't they? $1.35 favourites, but the Broncos have won 6 of their last 7 v Manly at Suncorp. $3.25 you're going to get for the Broncos. The try scorers here, you've got some guys in a purple patch for Manly. Jason Saab, we had the great sign by one of your listeners about him as well. He's looking for 6 weeks in a row, $1.53 favourite. Turbo on fire, he's looking for 5 weeks in a row with a try, $1.62. But a good little bit of value here for the Broncos. Jesse Arthurs, he's scored in 3 of his last 4 games. $3.75 to score at any stage this evening.
That's excellent. I did think of a sign while you were offering those amazing bets. I thought that maybe for the Sharks game, we could go, do it for ScoMo, it's in the budget. What do you think? Win for ScoMo, it's in the budget.
Yeah,
Sharks.
I like that. Yeah, ramp it up. Ramp it up. Now, Hammy, I think Brendan will like this. Have you ever played try scorer bingo?
Not enough.
No. Can you explain it to him, please, Hammy?
I would love to. This is a great little concept out of the great mind of Sugar Cane next year there, Brendan. Yeah, basically, what he's done is he's chosen a try scorer in each of the games across the weekend. You need 5 of the 8 players to score or more, and you are paid out as BINGO bingo. You are a winner. It's paying $5 this week. It keeps you interested right across the weekend. Here are his selections. He's gone with Turbo, Xavier Coates. We've got 2 in the late game today.
Yep.
Xavier. Then we've got Jack Whiten, Cody Walker, Val Holmes, Isaiah Papali'i, Jerome Hughes, and Valentine Holmes. So you need 5 out of those 8 or more to score. Absolutely, that's happening for Magic Round, and it's paying $5 to play. Head to the top markets of the Manly Broncos game this evening.
That's the way to do that. What else is happening in the world of sport, Hammy?
Yeah, let's get down to Mexico. So, St Kilda versus Geelong this evening. The Caps have won their last 4 against St Kilda. They're $1.32 favourites. St Kilda $3.41 head-to-head. Last week, Geelong went berserk. They played against the reigning premiers. They smashed them by 63 points, and their forward line had a field day. Tom Hawkins, Gary Rowan, and Jeremy Cameron all kicked 5 goals apiece. So the market I like is 3 goals or more. I think they're going to turn it up again this evening. Can't see any reason why these blokes won't kick 3 each. Jeremy Cameron, $1.80. Tom Hawkins, $2.20. Gary Rowan, $2.50, or you can same game multi them together all to get three goals. You're getting $10.50 there.
Ooh, yes, I like that. And of course, you've got the Highlanders and the Reds, the Tars and the Hurricanes. Hammy, have yourself a great magic round.
I will do, TGIF boys. I'll chat to you next week. Gamble responsibly.